The lawsuit was filed under the Federal Clean Water Act. It alleges Sedlbauer Farms does not have the right storage facilities for the amount of animal waste it produces. Attorney Andrew Hansen is with Midwest Environmental Advocates. His group represents the concerned farmers and neighbors of the town of Hixton. He says Department of Natural Resources records show manure ran off the heifer feedlots and eventually got into Tank Creek and the Trempealeau River this spring.
The group had warned the DNR that if there wasn't some kind of long-term manure storage requirement in the permit, that there was going to be runoff as a result in the spring when the snowmelt and the rainfall came. And unfortunately, that's what happened under the permit.
But tests done by the DNR showed the runoff was diluted enough by snow and rain it did not hurt the streams it ran into, so the agency decided to work with the owner to make changes rather than take the case to the Attorney General for prosecution. Bob Rowland is the DNR's environmental specialist who wrote the permit for Sedlbauer Farms. He admits, despite all the experts who were involved in the plan, including Jackson County planners, problems developed.
There shouldn't have been runoff, but in practical experience, as we did get, you know, a lot of rainfall this spring, it didn't seem to be working quite right. There was some runoff. I wouldn't say it was massive or a very significant environmental problem, but obviously it wasn't containing the runoff the way it was supposed to, and so he needs to make further improvements.
Those plans for change are due August 1st and must be installed by November. Rowland says even though manure is not allowed in navigable waters, there's not a legal requirement for long-term manure storage for the heifer raising operation. Manure can be spread on fields every day. But he says Sedlbauers could decide to construct a better collection basin, add more covers over cement feedlots, or consider a new process that involves constructing wetlands to keep runoff on the farm. Meanwhile, Attorney Hansen says the lawsuit asks for more stringent runoff control on the farm and financial penalties. Mary Jo Wagner, Wisconsin Public Radio.